first lesson comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter. Just before our reading, Luke tells the story of the priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. This older couple was deeply faithful and righteous, but were unable to have children. Suddenly, out of nowhere, an angel visited Zechariah in the temple and announced that Elizabeth would bear a son. Later, we learn that their son would come to be known as John the Baptist. Now, another angel appears out of nowhere, this time to a virgin named Mary, who was Elizabeth's cousin. Listen to the word of God as it comes to us from Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am still a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second lesson continues with verse 39 from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud joy, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud with the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O Lord, may some word that is heard today be yours, that hearing we might believe and have your promises fulfilled. And all God's people said, Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I will confess that for John and me, it is far too easy to stay glued to the news 24/7. What is the latest twist in the election drama? What's happening with earth, wind, and fire? And of course, what havoc is the COVID pandemic wreaking today? But now and then we make ourselves switch channels to a drama, a series, or comedy. And this week we stumbled into Meryl Streep's interview on Stephen Colbert. Streep was stumping not just for one, but for three movies. One is Ryan Murphy's The Prom, a musical premiering this week on Netflix. The second is Don't Look Up, which just started filming. She describes it as a global catastrophe that's sort of funny, like Dr. Strangelove for 2020. Then she confesses, we had our first scene on Friday, and I was so bad. I was entering what was supposed to be a stadium of 20,000 people, and I was the president. My face on the jumbotron in front of me, and I just completely lost it. Now, of course, there weren't 20,000 people there, a much smaller crowd spread far apart and masked. And she says, instead of a huge huzzah from the crowd, there's this muffled whoo. She adds, the whole thing is so eerie and odd and disconcerting. And I thought to myself, that is the perfect description of these days. Odd and eerie and disconcerting. But what really got me is this. Her description next of her third film, Steven Soderbergh's Let Them All Talk, which is also released this week. It was filmed last fall before COVID hit, filmed on the Queen Mary 2 in a little over a week. It's impossible for me to imagine that short a turnaround. And that was impressive enough, but then she shared this. The whole show was improvised. The whole show was improvised. Streep says, Stephen had outlined an idea, and each scene, each day had its own outline, but no script, so we made it up as we went along. Yikes. Colbert asked her, how did you do it? She said, well, you have where you're supposed to end up, the result that needs to happen at the end of the scene, but how you get there was just individually up to the actors that were there at the scene. So it was really lively. It was a kick. But it was terrifying. So have you ever done a whole movie improvised like that before? Colbert asked. No, Streep replied. And who has? And I thought, isn't that what life is like for all of us right now? We're all improvising. And it's not a movie. It's our whole life we're making up as we go. There is no script. There is no predictability. There are no definitive lines, no clear scene. Instead, it feels like we wake up every morning wondering what on earth this day will bring. But what is also true is this. Through our faith, we still have where it is we're supposed to end up. We know where we're supposed to end up in God's design. I thought of that as I was thinking about Mary's story in our scripture lesson today. I think that sense of improv is exactly what she did. She uses many of the rules of improv, actually, if you stop and notice. Don't deny, don't ask open-ended questions, don't feel like you need to be funny. Follow with yes and. Instead of denying, she's straightforward and perplexed. The question she asks is direct. How can this be given this particular reality? And Mary obviously isn't tempted to be funny. And the yes and she offers? The yes and she offers is profound. Her yes is, here I am. Let it be to me according to your word. And then she set out and went with haste to the hill country, going to the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Yes, and. But above all, Mary got it about the most important part of her unscripted life. She knew where she was supposed to end up. She believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And more than that, Mary knew where the world was supposed to end up, where the arc of the whole story ends. She knew where the script of God's reign is headed. And isn't it that trust, that profound faithfulness to God's end game, that fills her with her song of praise? My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. God's mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. God has shown strength with his arm. God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. God has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his promise. God has. God has. Mary knows where our Creator's story ends, which is how she gets through the wild, unpredictable, vulnerable life she's been called to live. And what of us? Maybe it's because it's Jazz Sunday and our hearts are lifted one more time by the incredible improvisation, the agile touch that comes with every change, the keen ear for others' parts, the yes and of each musician's part in this unfolding script. Our hearts are soaring one more time by the comfort that that brings us, by the confidence that fills us with. Through all the changes, these musicians know where they're supposed to end up, and they are faithful to it, which is exactly how we are called to live these days. I can't know all the uncertainties that you're facing. It could be vulnerable health. It could be changing work. It could be wistfulness for seasons past or for the future. It could be financial stress or relationships evolving in ways you never imagined. It could well be a shift to a new venture like Matt Hardin's new call or Janelle Pearson's retirement. It could be political transitions or the challenges of COVID or so much more. I can't know. But this I do know. There is no script for this. There is no script for this. And this I also know. We do know how the story ends, how God's story ends with peace on earth and the hungry filled with good things and the lowly lifted up. And the light that keeps shining in the darkness, and the darkness can never overcome it. Wherever you are, whatever you are going through right now, be not afraid. There really is no script. But each decision that you make in these days ahead, each shift and change that comes, have this in mind. The end game God has in store for you, the end game of peace, of love, of light, of hope. Will you join me now in our Advent litany? As we leave this place of worship, we take heart. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For a child has been born for us. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There shall be endless peace. He will uphold it with righteousness and justice from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.